Let's pray as we're standing. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, and we pray that as we dwell on some of his words and his promises this morning, you would work in our lives, and we ask for his sake. Amen. Do sit down. I'm sure you'll have noticed that over recent years, a new sort of television programme has become popular. That is the survival programme. So where we have survival experts like Ray Mears with his World of Survival show and Bear Grylls. Now, Bear Grylls, as TV series Born Survivor, features the former military man being dropped into inhospitable places, showing viewers how to survive. He's had experiences that have included climbing cliffs, parachuting from helicopters, ice climbing, running through a forest fire, eating snakes, wrestling alligators, consuming various creeping insects, and also he survived the experience of climbing Mount Everest. Well, in our gospel reading this morning, we find Jesus teaching about how to truly survive in life, both now and forever. Jesus speaks not just of physical survival, but also of survival that leads to eternal life. So if you haven't got the passage in front of you, it's page 1075, John chapter 6. Now, as we read, Jesus was back in his home area, the region of the Galilee where he'd grown up. And just before what we read, Jesus had been with a huge crowd of 5,000 men plus women and children. They had been very impressed by seeing Jesus teaching and the signs, the miracles with a meaning that he'd been performing. And it seems that the crowd wanted to see more and hear more of Jesus. Well, as the day went on, Jesus realized that the people were in need of food if they were going to survive. And he prayed to God, thanking God for the little that they had, and people were remarkably provided for by God. God multiplied what they had so that the huge crowd all survived. They had enough to eat, we read. And there was indeed food left over. It was a remarkable happening. Well, Jesus crossed over to the other side of Lake Galilee, and some of the crowd followed him. And they began to ask Jesus some questions. And it's three of those questions we're to focus on this morning. The first is that when they found Jesus on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Teacher, when did you come here? Now, Jesus understands what's going on and shows his great wisdom. He knows what the people are really thinking. So he doesn't explain his travel itinerary, but rather he turns the question back and speaks of why they had come to see him. Verse 26, Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." You see, the people had come to Jesus because of what they thought they could get out of him. They wanted more food or other sorts of material things in order to help them to survive and to live life. Perhaps Jesus could sort out the economic downturn, they're thinking, or perhaps he could improve our standard of living. Well, Jesus doesn't primarily promise that he will give those sorts of things. He makes it clear that there's something even more important that human beings need. See, we don't just need to survive and live physically. We need to survive and live in the spiritual dimension of life, being rightly connected to the God who has made us and loves us. Verse 27, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him God the Father has set his seal." As Jesus performed the sign, this miracle with a meaning, the feeding of the 5,000, God has just shown how Jesus is at the centre of his plans. God has set his seal on Jesus. God is showing that Jesus is somehow the way that humans can find what we most need in life. You see, we don't just need stuff, as people put it these days. Things that wear out or goes off. Food that perishes. What we really need to survive and live is food that endures to eternal life. We need a sort of food that lasts. Food that gives people what they need, not just in this life, but forever. Well, then there's a second question. Verse 28. Then they said to Jesus, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" What must we do? Well, this question that the people ask Jesus is one that many people want to ask when they begin to think about God and what we most need to survive in life. What must we do? What works must we do? Does God want from us more prayers, more religious practices, more good works, more kind actions? We like to think that what we can do can make a contribution to somehow God being interested in us. We human beings like to think that we can somehow even earn our place to God. What we do can make us survive in life, we feel. It can even make us deserve spiritual life. Now, living for Jesus involves a great many loving actions. It means praying. It means being part of a church community. It means serving others in all sorts of ways. But Jesus and the rest of the Bible make it very clear that we cannot earn anything from God. The way that we've all treated God and keep him outside the centre of our lives means that we're too far gone to make up for the shortcomings of our lives by our good deeds. So how does Jesus answer the question? They said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" And Jesus answered them, verse 29, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." So it's not achieving anything that can get for me what I really need to survive in life. That comes a different way. It is in believing in Jesus, coming to him and relying on who he is and what he has done. And then comes all the good things that we might do and the service of others. But it begins with believing in him. It continues by believing in him whom God has sent. Well, then there's a third and final question. Verse 30. So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform?" Now, you'll have heard it as I have done. People sometimes say, "If I see, well, then I'll believe." We want proof. We want evidence. These people who met Jesus wanted to see something with their own eyes, something that would prove that Jesus is the one to believe in, to receive spiritual life, to survive spiritually. And then the people go on, "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Our ancestors had Moses as the great hero," they say. "He provided for what they needed. How do we know that you are greater than him?" Well, what the people didn't know was that later, after Jesus had died on the cross and then risen again, those who believed in Jesus would see. They would see Jesus alive after his death. They would see Jesus is the greatest survival expert and can give us the survival that we need. But what Jesus says here shows that actually God has given us enough to believe in him. At the start, I mentioned Bear Grylls, the TV survival expert. Well, in real life, Bear Grylls has himself come to Jesus and found that he is the one who can give us spiritual life. Bear Grylls recently said this, "It feels like the rock in my life, and it has taken me a long time to no longer be afraid to say that. But I've learned that it takes a proud man to say he needs nothing. Faith gives me a strong backbone. And when we find that within ourselves, we can then live more exciting, effective, kind, passionate and giving lives. Life has a meaning again. It doesn't, though, make life always easy. I still battle with my fair share of struggles and doubt and often great self-doubt. But that is just the product of trying to stretch beyond the norm and to live life fully. I depend on a few simple Bible verses every day that have held me through so many tough times. Verses like, 'I am here to help you. I am holding you by your right hand. The Lord himself watches over you. See, the great TV survival expert realizes that Jesus is the greatest survival expert, and indeed he can give us the survival that we need. Now, actually, the people that Jesus was speaking to had got their facts upside down. Moses didn't give the people the bread all those years before. It was God who provided. The bread from heaven, the manna, as we read about in our Old Testament reading, saved their lives. God gave them what they most needed. And that, says Jesus, should help people now to realize that what we need is true bread, bread from heaven. But it is not physical food. It is indeed Jesus himself. Verse 33. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. As we sing at Christmas in Once in Royal David City, he came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. Because of who Jesus is, he is the one who can give what we most need, spiritual, eternal life. And then Jesus explains more with some of his most famous and important words. Verse 35, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Now Jesus uses the image of bread because it is the basic foodstuff of life. Without essential food, we cannot survive. Jesus is the one who can give spiritual life with God. Without him, we cannot survive spiritually. We cannot live with God forever. But of course, bread that we eat with our mouths satisfies for a time, but soon we'll be hungry again. But Jesus is the one who gives spiritual life that meets our spiritual needs in part now, and fully forever. And Jesus says we need to come to him and believe in him. Believing in Jesus as God come as a human being who died on the cross, as we remember as we share bread and wine this morning. And the one who rose again. Jesus, the one who wipes our slate clean and gives us the life we're made for in connection with God. Well, of course, there are several now of these self-styled survival experts on our TV screens. But what we most need is a survival expert who can give us what we really need. Those who are hungry and thirsty for truth and God can find it, says Jesus, in him. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Jesus, if you like, is the world's greatest survival expert. Not only did he survive death by coming back to life, but he is also the one who can give us what we most need to survive in life now, in this world, and in the next. Let's pray.